Subject of tonight is the patterns of life. And I got a feeling, well, no, I know we didn't. We didn't do worse at all well last night, or last week, in looking at the patterns and the roles in the dream. So we're going to start off by doing the same thing again and again and again and again if necessary. Now, here's what I want you to do, as I tried to do last week. I'm not interested at all as to what the dream is saying. Is that all right with everybody?
That's the next step if we want to go there.
We have to decide who are the participants in the dream. And that's the important thing. If once we have the warp and woof of the participants, then the dream itself interacts them and weaves the pattern. So all we're interested in is not what it's saying. I don't care what you think about the dream. I don't care what I think about the dream. I don't care about anything. I want to know who are the participants. And the only way we will able to identify the participants is as follows. If all dreams are about you, and they are, if you consist of a body, a personal being, an eternal being, and a privileged being, which is just a particular eternal being, an illuminated being, let's call it those four aspects. And in that we know that the eternal being creates the personal being, which then creates or conforms the eternal being. So, anywhere in here then that we see these kind of actions, or in Simone's dream that I was doing today, God was God. And we can then identify the participants. Then, what the dream says is those participants doing certain things. Is everybody okay with that?
When you say the personal conforms the eternal being, what does
conforms
mean?
Means forms. It doesn't create the eternal being, but forms it. And conforms means to form it in consistent with a certain pattern. That's why I use conform instead of form.
And you said the eternal being creates the personal being?
Eternal being creates the personal being, and the personal being then conforms the eternal being. This is the same as a self-replicating particle. The particle creates particles which then create the original particle. Or we can say in the same sort of way, you, in this lifetime, create certain particular past lives, and those past lives create you today as you are. That's a pattern of the universe. In other words, what you substantiate substantiates you. Everybody got that pattern down? Now, every dream doesn't necessarily have all of those constituents in it, but how we normally set that the pattern interacts identifies the participants that are in each dream.
Okay.
So, if we can then, we're only dealing with the who are the players, and if I identify the players, then how they interact within the dream is how those players are interacting in my life. Even if I don't believe that they are interacting in a certain way, doesn't matter. The dream is obviously telling me this is the way and the pattern of what I'm living. May not even be what I desire, but that's what I'm doing. And that's why the pattern and the players is more important than what the dream is saying. We okay with that? Could you consider the possibility that the pattern of your life is more important than anything you do? Or anything you could do? And what do you think that means? Well, I'm glad we got a lot of response for that one. Is it possible, and we'll get into this in detail later, is it possible that the universe is so immense that you could never know enough to know what's going on? Is it possible that you as an eternal being is so immense, not necessarily complex, but so much going on that you could never ever know enough to know yourself? Is it possible that the universe is following a pattern? And if it is following a pattern, like as some people would say, four before, if it's following a pattern, then I don't have to know every goddamn thing. I know the pattern, and as I meet up against something in the universe, I know what's going on, simply because I can see the same pattern and then see what's going on, and I know all about what's going on simply because I know the pattern. Is it possible that you cannot know yourself? Einstein was wrong, but we'll get to that too. But you can know the pattern of yourself such that, since the chaos or the complexity of things that are going on in your life, you don't realize it for you is following a pattern. And only if you know the pattern can you make sense of yourself, your life, and what's going on in your life. Fact is, knowing the pattern is more important than anything you could do. It's almost because, and in fact this is true, you can't do anything outside of the pattern. Now, I got a little paren here. If the universe follows a pattern, the pattern does not create a oneness. If you follow a pattern, which only gives you a pattern of constancy and consistency, that does not create a oneness, and it does not limit or control you. Whew. Close paren. Caveat, be aware. Anybody want to jump right in here and yab at it to death?
No, but I was going to ask. Universe has a pattern.
Or more.
And I have a... excuse me. pattern in... It's the manner in which the universe functions?
Yes.
Do you mean
pattern? It's the way the universe is formed. And the pattern is in the way it functions.
Hey, Ron, you got a question on that point. Back in November, we went over the fact that the universe doesn't function. You function the universe.
Oh, okay, so you're functioning the universe in that regard, but you're functioning it according to a pattern.
Is that a pattern that I am functioning, or is that one that the universe imposes on me?
Yeah, but the universe doesn't really impose the pattern on you. What happens is you function the universe in accordance with your pattern. But that pattern is, allow me this, sympathetic with the pattern of the universe.
Okay, I think I can follow that.
Okay.
Yep.
And that's very important. So that's why, as the universe is to you, as you are to yourself and to your to the universe.
Roger, what do you say about caveat? What is the caveat? What is the warning? What is the... I didn't hear that statement.
Well, there is a tendency to say then that if the universe follows a pattern, then the pattern itself creates a oneness. No, it creates a constancy and a consistency, not a oneness.
Okay.
And the same thing applies to me. I can follow a pattern, be constant and consistent, but that is not a oneness of me, and the pattern does not control me.
Right.
Because I can, it isn't a matter of stepping out of the pattern, it's a matter of I can express that pattern in infinite different ways, therefore it doesn't control me.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Yep. And the only way you can begin to understand things and take back off again. If you understand that, then you understand a little bit as to why then all events must be random in order that they suit both the pattern of you and the pattern of the universe and the pattern of me and the pattern of Sally and the pattern of Jennifer. Jennifer's here today, tonight.
But if the universe was not random order,
then it would impose its pattern on you.
Right.
And
there would be a specific order, that's true.
And if it imposed its pattern on you, then that imposed pattern as such would then reduce you to sort of a oneness.
Right.
So, okay, that's a no-no. Don't go there.
Okay.
Now, so we're back to a dream. And what I want you to do, I don't want you to tell me, well, it says you're an asshole. Okay, well, we already knew that, but I'm a cheerful asshole, so that's okay. What I want to know is, who are the participants in this? And then I'm going to show you something else. It's the same nature as to why I write things in passages the way I do. Okay. Here's the dream. This, by the way, is from 1970 something or other. Simone sent me a dream today. I was in a large house. It was much like the one I grew up in, but this one had many more rooms. In one room, I found my father. I was surprised because he was dead. And what I wrote in here, really, because my father was dead. He had been killed when I was a small boy. "You're alive," I said in surprise. He answered, "Well, certainly, son. I've been living here with your mother and many of our children all along." He smiled, and I knew he was happy to see me. Now, that's only a couple of sentences, so you should have it dutifully fixed in your mind. What I want to know is, who are the participants?
Father? I mean, like, I can say the characters.
Okay.
Your father and you. Roger. That's the
sure,
characters.
But don't forget, as we did in the one the other day, because of the interaction between the gal in the motel room and an ashtray, the ashtray took on the nature of your eternal being. So an inanimate object can represent.
Okay, so you've got a house and you've got rooms. Mm-hmm.
Well, what you have to do, wait, let's start all over again. You've got my father and me. Okay, then give me some role assignments just there.
Okay.
Well, you said you identified the role by the function, so the privilege being begat you, right? And you conform the privilege being. So I was thinking that since your father is your father, he begat you, that would be the privilege being. Just trying to follow that function, that role.
Okay.
Which would make you, in that case, the personal being.
Okay. Now, you see what you just did in that. The minute you used, well, let's assume for a minute, Father begat me, and if I then say, Father is the eternal being, and maybe it's a self-declared eternal being as a privileged being, okay, then Father as a privileged being in that regard, which begat me, means then that I, in the dream, am the personal being.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so everything that the dream talks about in that regard is the interrelationship between personal being and eternal being, is it not?
Right.
Yeah.
And is that in that relationship, it's like saying, I found my eternal being that I thought was dead. And the eternal being, it says, no. I've been here all along. You with me?
Right.
Yep.
And I wasn't aware of that. You might say, well, maybe because we associate, as a personal being, we associate events in our life as meaning my father is dead. My eternal being is dead. Do you see that? Can you then see that if I was living 40 years ago in the concept necessarily, and I may or may not have been struggling, in the concept that my eternal being was dead, I had no eternalness. Do you understand the struggles and conflicts that would go on in my life in that way, or could go on in my life in that way?
Right, but 40 years ago you had no eternalness, meaning you had no awareness of that eternalness.
That's right. So
I could be there.
It could be there, but I don't. It's of no significance to me in my life at that time if it's there by default or there and I'm not aware of it.
Right.
It doesn't serve me.
Right.
So it might just as well not be there.
Right.
Surprise! Oh, you're still... That's right, that's what goes on. You're still alive. Are we okay with that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Does the mother take a role? Father is speaking of?
I'm sorry, what are you saying, Simone?
Does the mother take a role also?
Well, does she?
I think so.
Okay.
Hang on.
The father, as eternal being, is speaking. I was all along here living with your mother and your brothers.
Okay.
What
is the?
I think.
So what is the role of the mother?
She's taking care of. That's the wording.
Wait. I was thinking there's eyewitness accounts of her, but she doesn't actually have an actual role in this.
Right.
I don't disagree with that. So then Simone brought it up. I'm interested in your. Seeing the roles as best you can. The point of that is, and this is an important issue here, the mother has a role, but not a big part to play.
Okay.
No.
So, who or what is mother in this?
No.
Yeah, it doesn't answer the question, Simone.
I know. I think we still have the role of the enlightened being.
Well, I think you need to turn around and go the other way. I mean, as I said before, did your mother give birth to you or give birth to your body?
Oh.
Ah.
To my body.
Right.
Yeah.
So mother plays the role of, in a sense, your body or giving birth to your body. Can you then see how body plays no real role in this dream?
Right.
Yes. No.
And that's okay, because at that time and even now, I was not concerned with mother. I was concerned with the personal being that was created by an eternal being, not the body that was mothered by mother. Okay. But I had, in that regard, lost, apparently, lost or thought my eternal self was gone or missing or dead. Done gone missing.
Or
what?
Huh?
Or had been killed.
Or had what?
Or had been killed.
Yeah. Or had been killed off. Okay. It starts off with, I was in a large house. And in that house then, all this occurred. What role does the house play?
Privileged.
What?
Privileged being.
I can't hear it.
Privileged being.
No, I was in the house.
I think that's the illuminated being, because it's aware of all of these things that have gone on.
Wait just a minute now. Sometimes, like, who was it that said, a cigar is just a cigar? In other words, could the house not be, just as we've always said, a house which is your a physical life and affairs?
Well, I'm
confused only on that because, well, by process of elimination, I had you as the personal being and mother created the body, so I wasn't thinking of that line.
That's right, but then the house could be, I mean, there are other things in the dream that that follow the natural nature of what we said about dreams. The house in this regard is my affairs, my normal life. I was in that. What then in that regard, why I bring this up, how does Father or Eternal Being thinking that that was dead affect house or affect my affairs?
Well, it certainly meant the active parts of the self or the house were those that dealt with current life issues, not eternal issues.
But what I've said is if you are a communioned personal being, eternal being, and I thought the eternal being was dead, then I'm dealing with my affairs in my life only from a personal being perspective, and I haven't then brought, or at that point, I haven't brought my eternal self or put myself into that communion to involve myself fully in all of my daily activities.
Right. So he's in the house of your daily activities, but you're not aware that he's there, but he's been there all the time. Once you've discovered that he's there, that would change, I think, your whole perspective of your physical daily activities, would it not?
Well, not only the perspective, but how I function those things.
Right, exactly.
Remember weeks ago when we talked about being a visionary, I said, tell me 8 things that you are that you've done that you're especially proud of. And I said that you're proud of in that regard is simply because those are the things that you were probably more actively communioned with the personal being, eternal being together. And so they take on a uniqueness, or they take on a part in your life that you're truly proud of. If you don't have that communion, then, or understand that communion, or have that active in your life, then true, it might be occurring in your life, but it doesn't give you the awareness of that pride or the awareness of the fullness of yourself in everything you do in life.
Right.
So I was surprised because I thought it was dead, which means then that I was not aware that that was going on. So I wasn't really living, only by default, I wasn't really living consciously that communion.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We okay with that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you not assume that your daily affairs, humdrum or otherwise, would be entirely different or other when you are doing them or participating in them as a communion being rather than just a same old you?
Right.
Your awareness would be heightened and your understandings would be, let's call it, more expansive. So, this is then saying in that time of my life then that I'm doing my personal affairs only from a personal perspective and have not brought the fullness of my eternal self into everything that I do because I thought that eternal self was dead.
Can I ask you a question, Roger? This dream took place before you were really... The dream is what you're saying it is, then it took place before you were really aware of this eternal being.
No, you can be aware of the eternal being, but you'd have to know what was going on in my life at that time. You can get so busy or so involved, so almost overwhelmed, that you lose that real sense of yourself.
Okay, because what I was getting at is it seems like the dream is showing that you did have the awareness somehow in there.
No, because it says in here, you're alive. I thought you were dead.
Right.
True. My point is, you have a dream. The dream is bringing this up.
The dream is bringing it up to tell me that I thought it was dead. That if I want that act, that I want that type of life, and I want that activity in my life, then it's there, but it doesn't function unless I function it.
Right?
Your eternal self is there, but has no, it does not function in your life. You function it.
Right.
Or not. So if it's there by default, it has no effect. No significant effect in my life. We okay with that?
Right.
Yep.
Okay. Now suppose we change Father to be God.
Right.
What does the dream say? In other words, all I've done, I want you to do now, is you maintain the same pattern as we've talked about here, but if Father becomes God, not an eternal self, then who am I? Who is Mother? Who is the house, or what is the house, and what's going on? All I'm doing then is changing the characters and maintaining their activities. I'm maintaining the pattern, the inner relationships. But the minute I change one character in the dream, then I, in that same dream, when Father becomes God and not eternal self, then I take on a new role.
Right.
And the pattern remains the same, yet everything is different.
What's your new role?
What?
What's your new role?
That's what I'm just asking. You're supposed to tell me.
Seems like it could be the same.
What does that mean?
That you could still be the personal being.
All right. Then who's the mother?
Shift into being privileged being.
No. Mother. Let's assume for the minute here, then. Oh, I understand where you're coming from. Okay. When Jennifer says personal being, I gotta ask Jennifer, what are you talking about? And everybody listen carefully.
That you create your image of God and God creates you.
Yeah, I know that's the case. But when you say personal being, what is a personal being? Look at me and tell me, what is my personal being?
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know.
Aha! That's an important thing to understand.
Is that the asshole part, Roger?
Hey, get either closer to the thing or something.
Isn't that you, personality, what you call Roger?
Or, as we normally would say, I'm an embodied personal being, am I not? It's the essence of me, which does
right.
not include the body per se.
Right.
So what you know of me as embodied, that would be more my, let's call it, personality, which is the personality is the way I express the essence of me as a personal being.
Right.
So, if Father becomes God, then God creates me, let's say, to use the old phraseology, God creates me as a spiritual being, Mother creates me as an embodied spiritual being. We okay with that? So when we use the term personal being, we, unless you specifically include the body, we're not really referring to the body itself. We're referring to that thing that we call the spirit that is embodied. We okay with that?
Uh-huh. Yep.
So, in that regard, then, it takes on the same pattern follows through the dream and the same but all the roles have changed. Now, it's not that my eternal self was missing. I thought God Father was missing in my life. And,
okay.
And apparently at this time, if we go to there, we would think, like Simone does, that Father God is vitally important. 40 years ago, maybe so, but in between and a few lessons I've had and a few understandings I've gained, that's not so.
Okay.
What if Father then takes... Do you understand that what I'm doing here is just like passages? Passages are written so that they're complete within themselves, and I can mix up all the passages and understand things from a wholly different perspective. Okay? The dream is a pattern of understanding, and if I change the roles in the dream, then I get a much broader or different perspective each time I change the roles. We okay with that?
Right.
What if we assign Father to the role of personal being as a spirit? Anybody want to deal with that?
You would then be the body?
No. If Father is the personal self, as in spirit in this regard, am I not in that feeling that the too closely aligned only to body, not to the spirit when enters the body, but as a separate entity.
Yes.
When you are hurt, your body pains, you do not. If you don't understand the difference between personal being and personal body being, then when your body hurts, you hurt.
Yeah.
And when your body hurts or is diseased or ill, etc., you take it on that you have done something wrong. You are being punished. You must change. Nah, not really so. Don't climb trees with weak branches and fall through the branches and fall out of the trees. That's physical shit. Is anybody understanding that the dream says so many things simply by maintaining the pattern of what the dream says and changing the roles? Am I coming across to anybody about anything?
No, that makes sense. We talked about that last week, Roger, how...
But I got no feeling that anybody understood what I was saying.
Yeah. Well, I think it's good that we're doing another dream to see how that pattern and how the shifting of in the pattern seems to, I'll say, function, work, whatever, consistently, no matter what the dream details are. The relationship between the different characters.
So each time I change the characters, the dream remains the same, but in changing the characters, I change the context of the dream.
Right. And you change the relationship.
Well, the relationships say the same sort of pattern that we have prior established. So I haven't changed the relationships, but I'm saying different things about the relationships.
Right, right.
I don't have to change the dream to say different things about the relationship. I changed the context or the relationship, and the same dream says entirely different things about the relationship.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, try this one on for size. What if Father represents my purpose in life?
Did you say purpose?
Yep.
Follow the dream. Don't give me a conclusion, or don't talk about it with another dream. Don't impose on the dream. The dream says what it wants to say, and only what it wants to say. If Father becomes purpose, then I was at a point, apparently, when I thought that my purpose in life was dead. I could tell you what was going on, and then maybe you would understand. But everything else, that, like, for instance, my daily affairs, there was no purpose, real purpose, in my daily affairs at that time. There was no... Yeah?
I was just sitting there thinking, so, but what your purpose tells you in this dream is that it's, and I'm assuming the house is still yourself, your affairs, your life. It tells you that it's been with your mother all along, in a sense, making other children, other, I don't know what you call that. So I was thinking about two things. if your purpose fathered you into this life, assuming I'm trying to follow this dream, then who is the mother and what are the other children?
The purpose fathered me in this lifetime as a personal being. Mother still maintains mothering the physical body.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. That makes sense. Okay,
and
so then
the many other children, in a sense, in that regard, are probably other people in and of the same ilk.
Are you saying that your purpose with your physical mother fathered other people? Other individual, other personal beings?
Sure. If, let's assume this. We'll get into this in a minute, but let's assume that my purpose of seeing how the universe works and telling others, doesn't that form and conform me if I pursue that purpose or that declaration or etc.?
We think so.
Would we then presume that I am the only one living and following that or a similar purpose?
No, you're not the only one.
Thank you kindly.
No.
Huh. I was thinking you were. Okay.
Yeah, see? That's the point, to get you out of your conclusions in that regard and follow only what the dream is presenting. If there are many other children, then there are many other people with the same purpose. But how they are living, seeing, and expressing that purpose may be entirely different from the way I am seeing and understanding and expressing.
Did you with your brothers in the dream?
What?
This is named with your brothers in the dream, then, in this context.
I didn't hear what you said, Simone. My brother is not in the dream. Is that what you're asking me?
No. I say when you are aware that you are not the only one, and that your purpose was all along with you and your brothers, then if your brothers is mentioned that there are other people that have maybe the same purpose, not living.
There can be other children, but don't impose the word brothers.
Okay.
Because I was an only child.
No.
What? I thought you had a brother.
I did. My mother had me and an asshole.
Hey, Roger, I wanted to ask something like this. So when we come to a point just like exactly what we're talking about now, I think I could follow the dream and I could arrive at what you said about other people. But sometimes I feel like these things that I say go off into areas that are not reasonably part of the dream or something. And I don't know how to, it's an interesting way to look at it. I just don't know how to tell if I'm off at that point.
Because if you're going to say there are many others, once I use purpose in there and Simone brought up the other children, then that takes on the role of other children of the same ilk or the same purpose.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I meant, yes.
But you didn't say that in this case father was your purpose. You just said it was purpose.
No, I just said father is purpose in life. It could even be my father, my purpose. But even if it's my purpose, that others could have a similar my purpose for them.
Or it's even interesting to think that it is your individual purpose, yet that's the purpose of many people as well.
No, the purpose can be many people, but the way I live and express that purpose. In other words, I may be the only one out of 6.5 billion people that are trying to show you that the universe is functioning in accordance with a pattern, and the pattern is the thing you must know or understand.
All right.
Then let me add something here that comes up again, so when it comes up again I'll repeat it, etc. Could you understand that there is too much to know to even know the universe?
Yes.
Could you understand that there's too much to know for me even to understand myself?
Yes.
Yes.
But if I know the pattern of myself, then no matter what event that I may come up to in that regard, I can fully understand that event and myself in that event by understanding the pattern.
Yes.
By knowing what aspects of the event take on what roles.
Yes.
Does that mean then that in knowing the pattern of myself and the pattern of the universe, I never, never, never have to know anything in order to know anything?
I only
have to know the pattern at anything I encounter in the universe will become completely clear because I understand the pattern of the universe.
Yes.
Oh. Then maybe, and we'll bring this up, maybe I'll skip over it, maybe when Einstein said, when he was talking to scientists in what, 1905, about the relative universe, and he said everything is moving and jumping and moving around, and everything is relative to everything else, etc. One scientist said, "Whoa, wait a minute, big Al, stop there for a moment. If everything is moving, then we can't know anything in the universe, because you know and I know that we got to have one fixed point in order to know everything relative to that fixed point in order to know what's happening in the universe." And Einstein said, "Well, you know, you pick any fixed point you desire and you know everything in the universe relative to that fixed point. And Dr. Jennifer over here, she'll pick a fixed point and know everything in the universe relative to her fixed point. And you could know each other, what each other knows, simply by knowing the relationship between the two fixed points you've chosen." And he said, that indicates to you that you are a fixed point in the universe. You don't believe that, but that's true, so we'll get into that. But when he said, if you don't know yourself, you can't know anything in the universe. In other words, if you don't know your fixed point, you can't know anything. Wait a minute. What he should have said is, if I don't know the pattern, the fixed pattern of myself, I don't know anything. If you don't know the fixed pattern of yourself, you don't know yourself, and you don't know anything in the universe. Wait a minute now. That means that, say, like my GPS, if I know the pattern of myself and the pattern of the universe, I know everything that's going on at all times in my universe, regardless of what happens. I don't have to know everything in order to know what I encounter. I merely need to know the pattern and when I encounter something, I lay it over the pattern and decode and understand everything going on in the universe at that moment, at that time, with me. See how simple that is?
So the fixed points became a pattern.
It is your pattern, and that pattern is a fixed point of constancy and consistency. And you can vary all the hell, and what I just said here is, at any one situation, if I know the pattern, all I have to do then in that is, I will, by overlaying everything on the pattern, I will know everything that's going on. And then, since I know it follows a pattern, all I have to do is to change the roles of the events that I'm encountering, and I know all of those things just as well.
Okay, Roger, so then if I understand that, you're saying that you've told us that your purpose from a long, long time, if you'll allow me this word, has been discovering how the universe works and teaching that, showing that, something like that?
Okay.
So if I put that on the dream pattern, then you're saying that at that period in your life, you felt that discovering how the universe works and sharing that was dead and gone.
That's what I said. That's what the dream is saying in this. That obviously, I was so involved that you see that you got to look at this. I took on doing architecture. Loved everything I did all the time, and at that time I was so involved in architecture, building buildings, and etc., that though I loved that and I was doing that and I was working at it 18 hours a day, 100-hour weeks were my cheapo weeks in that regard. You see, I knew from an early age that I had something, an important, significant purpose in life. But at that time, I didn't know what that was. But I was so involved in architecture, I kind of knew, I'm doing all this stuff, and I can't see myself a way out of all of this stuff, but this doesn't seem to be the purpose that I've known since I was 5 years old was the purpose of my life. You okay with that?
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, we had said in the insert that, okay, so supposing that, you know, Father was your purpose, but by putting it to your personal expression of that, I have a much clearer, it's got a faith and sensibility to it that just general purpose doesn't. So I wanted to say I could use that the same way myself in my own life.
Absolutely.
So it wouldn't just be my purpose, my purpose. It would be, you know, showing others their fineness or however I'm saying
it. That's right. So then I could say, my purpose, and in fact is, everything that I ever did in architecture, I'm still doing today, only I'm doing everything in a different context. Putting millions of pieces together to create a design and create a building is no different than putting millions of pieces together to design and create an individual.
And okay, I got a follow-up question on a slightly different subject.
All right.
You said you could take a dream and you could apply it to anybody?
Sure. If everybody essentially in life is following this pattern of eternal being, personal being, etc., 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 then I could apply this dream to anyone of the 6.5 billion people, and know that in applying this pattern, know what questions to ask and know the struggles that they are going through in being able to express these things. Hey, I only stopped at what?
My question was, what if, because this is a particular period of your life where you felt
these things for you were dead, and what if we're talking to somebody who doesn't feel that their purpose is dead?
Please tell me. What I said was I would know the questions to ask, and I'm almost willing to bet you now we're talking about the dream, and this may essentially be true. The interactions or functioning of it may be different, but the pattern is the same. What I said is, following that pattern, I would begin to know what questions to ask to know about the individual.
Illustrate that a little?
Why? Anybody listening in who does not feel that their purpose in life is actually dead, meaning that they're not aware of it, they're not living it, they bypassed it, they've forgotten it, they're not doing it right now, please raise your hand.
Okay.
See, everybody's hand went up. What?
Let's assume it applies to all of us. Does it apply back to you equally at this point in time? Could we say that? Could we do that?
Do you think that I am not constantly questioning whether what I'm doing and the way I am doing it is really the way I want to express these things? Do you think that doesn't
go on
every day at 3 o'clock in the morning?
No, I don't think you're questioning it. You just do this relentlessly.
Oh, well, you're wrong. I do question it. Everything I write and everything I'm doing, I'm questioning whether I want to go to a different or another form of expression.
Oh, well, that's a very interesting way to illustrate all this. Okay, that helps me understand how that works. I had no idea.
Sure. It's like what we talked about yesterday. That I could give you 100 different ways in which I could show people, tell people, etc. But I've chosen certain things and ways and manners to follow. And do you think then that I'm not always questioning, is that really the way I want to express these things? I even brought up Sunday. Now listen very carefully. What I said to you on Sunday is, Borders is going out of sale, so I bought some books there because they were reduced off the bargain prices. I bought this huge book on Frank Lloyd Wright. And of course, I met Frank Lloyd Wright and I talked with Frank Lloyd Wright and I enjoy a lot. And this book had houses in there that I had never seen before. So I got to thinking, you know, giving you the tools, talking about all of these things, and I give you the tools, everybody gets going to get off of this phone tonight at 8 o'clock and say, oh, what the fuck do I do now? And so I was thinking, just like creating a house for somebody. What if, and I was also, I have an email I had to answer, and I didn't know how to answer the email. What if I created a house or a life for you to live? Would you live it?
Maybe.
And I'm not creating it by out of the blue. I have certain ways to have you answer certain questions, and etc. And out of that, that shows to me the house or life you want to live. What would happen if instead of only giving you the tools for you to see this for yourself, like Frank Lloyd Wright, I designed the house for you to live in, the self for you to live in, the environment, and I mean very particular, because Frank Lloyd Wright designed all the details and most of the furnishing. Don't screw with my furnishings. Okay, supposing I did that and said, okay, here is the house you live in until you're willing, ready to design a house for yourself. Hey, that would be interesting and fun and et cetera, and it could, the same way as then when you and I talked, Andrew, I talked about supposing I, from the same information, gave you a painted a word portrait of your eternal self.
Right.
Okay. So I'm always thinking about ways and things that, gee, that would be fun to do. Actually sit down and create. Now, here's your house. And explain the whole thing to you. And I explained that from the information I got from you. This is the kind of house you're trying to live in. I've designed it for you. Live in it until you're ready to design the house for yourself. So I go through this all the time. I could think of 30 dozen things of that nature that come up every week. And then I go on to thinking in this term, well, should I be doing what I'm doing, create the details, to create the tools for each person, because it doesn't appear that each person is going to use these tools worth crap. Maybe I should just say, okay, here's the picture of your eternal being. Go communicate. Here is the house or environment you should be living in. Go live in it. And then, because I get that information from you, I'm not telling you what to do in that regard. Then I am actually portraying and creating that for you. Should I get into that? I don't know. I think about that and a few other things every day. And I would suspect that I suspect that anybody who has a sense or a feel of a purpose in their life questions whether what they are doing is the way that their purpose should be lived and expressed.
Say that again.
I said, because we're getting back to, does anybody who feels that the purpose in life is what they're doing, and they would say, no, I don't feel my purpose is dead, but yet you would find pretty quickly that they probably are questioning whether the way they're expressing that purpose is the way it should be expressed, and that maybe that expression is dead or lost to them. You understand that, Andrew? Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Okay. All right. With that in mind, so maybe you're then seeing, if you know the pattern in that regard, it's kind of like your GPS system. You'll know where you are and what's going on no matter where you are. Okay, another dream, same sort of time, middle 70s, maybe a little later. I'm driving along a narrow, winding, extremely bumpy road. A small paved road intersects the rough road that I am on. I don't want to, but I turn right on to the new road and start driving off at odds with the road I have been traveling on. But after a while, I feel confident that I'll be better off for having made the change, and I'll get where I'm going. Suddenly I can see a freeway up ahead. Cars are moving quietly and smoothly in the direction I was traveling and the direction I still want to go. Toward home. Okay. Can you understand that if we then say the rough road are the beliefs and pathways I am at that time living today? Much like a purpose or the pathway that I am on. Obviously, I feel that the pathway I'm on, even in connection with the prior dream, makes sense. We okay with this? So, if you're going to assign parts and pieces, then you're going to have to assign roads, because it's only talking about roads. You have to assign those as roles in life. So, is rough road a personal self in life? Is a rough road an eternal self and life?
Could be.
What?
Well, I mean, it could be. I think it's a personal self. That's your beliefs and all the stuff you've been doing, the bumpy road, the bumpiness and the swerving around and kind of just meandering. I would think. And then the smooth turn connecting to the freeway when everything's quiet and moving smoothly, going in the direction you want to go. I think those are maybe the three aspects. So, I wonder if the smooth part is, I don't know, maybe eternal being, and maybe the freeway direction you're going is an illumin. I'm just guessing.
Okay.
The car that you're in is the body, physical self of you.
What if the rough road is both the personal self and life and the eternal self and life?
How would that be? Because maybe I'm making an assumption that eternal would not be smooth. I think I'm putting my own assumption on it.
Aha! Uh-huh. But I'm just saying, what if? Don't put your assumptions on it. I'm merely assigning roles.
Oh, I get it.
If we assign the roles, what do we get out of that?
Oh, okay.
Well, you see that the eternal is at times a rough road.
Okay.
Not a perfect, you know, it's not a perfect superlative.
That's true.
So the eternal being per se. The eternal being per se, since I conform the eternal self, then the eternal self conforms to me.
Yeah.
So if I feel that the rough road is my personal self and life today, then in that, then I have personified or personalized my eternal self and life, or conformed my personal self and life in the same way as a rough road.
That's true. Yes, that's right.
What then might be the smooth road?
Being, eternal being, you're saying
are you saying eternal being is the rough road now? That's the, what you're saying.
All I'm saying is then, since personal being conforms the eternal being as it is, then the two must essentially be alike. So if I'm having a rough road in my personal life, then I am conforming my eternal self as a rough road in the same way.
Then if personal being is just, I'll say, another direction, another path, and it's smooth, then that would also be eternal being now, smooth path.
Who said? Oh, yeah, I mean, if my path, that's right, if it's smooth out, then that would be a smooth out for eternal self. You're correct.
Right.
Could it be then that the communion of the rough road personal self and the rough road eternal self is in fact the smooth road, the communion of the two? That without the communion, your path in life will always be bumpy and narrow and windy and etc. It's only with the communion that you're enabled to move back and forth in your understandings and see everything from a entirely different perspective, and maybe in that communion even go off in an entirely different direction in that regard. Is it likely that your road will become smooth?
And so is then the freeway is, and going home, that's also a communion.
It is, because we were communioned before we broke up the communion.
Okay.
No.
You okay with that?
Oh.
And in the communion, you kind of like have a free way to
see?
Connect everything.
That's right.
Yeah.
Roger?
Yes, Selena?
If you're living a rough and bumpy road, you're also putting in data that's rough and bumpy?
That's right, and that's why eternal being is following that rough and bumpy data.
Okay. So is there an enlightenment or an understanding in the communion so that you see what it is that you're doing?
The communion itself allows you to see everything you're doing in a different context, and from an eternal context, then the rough and bumpy of your present moment in the now bumpy road makes no sense. But it's only your being able to see yourself and your life either up close and bumpy or from an eternally expansive context are you able to smooth things out. And by doing that in communion, by giving yourself the same pattern but seeing the pattern from different positions, do things smooth out in your life?
Yep. Thank you.
Okay, today, everybody okay with that one? That was a simple one, huh? Okay. Then let's go into some.
So one expression in the dream could be two beings, we just said, privileged being and eternal being, that can be in the same expression in the dream.
Of course, and they can, one object, you know, you're not limited in a dream, can personify personal being and eternal being, and in the same way then one object, or as in this case pathway, can represent both at the same time.
You know that by how they function in the dream, right? How they relate.
Right. But the minute then I assign those roles to that in that way, and I could give you some other assignments, but we'll leave that one there because we seem to have understood it. I can get significantly more involved in that dream. But you're hopefully you're beginning to understand that the pattern is a whole McGillicuddy.
Right. A whole what?
We'll try to look it up.
Everything that matters, Simone. The pattern is essentially everything that matters. It ain't what you do, and it ain't the way you do it. As my mother used to whimper all the time. It's the pattern itself.
Yeah.
We okay with that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. Let me see if I want to start here. Or maybe I don't. Maybe I want to. Just hang on there. I'm looking at this. Do I want to start? Okay. I want to start on. I'm going to start on page 6. Because if you understand where we are so far, let's see if you can understand page 6. In chapter 1 of Genesis, God says, let us make man. No, is that the one I want? No, wait a minute now. That isn't the one I want. Okay, here we go. We're going to go to page 7. See how much you guys are missing? Okay. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and he called the darkness night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. What, if anything, do you have to say about these words? Anybody? If you have nothing to say about those words, that was chapter 1, verse 1 of Genesis. If you have nothing to say about that, see what you have to say about these words. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Do these words offer any interesting awarenesses to you?
Well, this is the same kind of thing we're talking about in the dream, the pattern, the relationship, the communion of eternal being, personal being.
Well, maybe yes, maybe no.
But isn't there a relationship between, obviously, between the Word was with God and God was the Word, that is the communion?
But these were words were written thousands of years ago. And I doubt seriously that whoever wrote these words had any of that in mind. How's them apples?
Probably. It's not the action, it's the trend.
Okay. Well, there are many other stories of the origin of life and the universe and the creation of the world around you.
Right.
Do you know what all of these stories have in common? Well,
they may explain a beginning,
right?
That we cannot see or understand.
Well, before you struggle and get a headache, let me tell you what they have in common.
Okay, something created something.
They're only stories. They're meaningless, wild-ass stories. Nothing more, nothing less. There are stories made up by someone, and maybe for some purpose. But the problem turned out to be this. Since the stories could not be disproved, they were considered to be revelations from God. And they were carried on for generations and generations as traditional truth, revealed truth. They were wild ass stories, fully made up, carried on as revealed truth. Merely because they couldn't be disproved.
But Roger.
Oh, but Roger, what? Why would you want to yeah but that one? But go ahead.
Isn't it possible these were just their words of their importance from their own creative visions of their own higher?
So what if it was everything in your life and body today is founded and based on that a one something or other created everything in the universe, and all it has created is that all of your struggles, problems, difficulties, illnesses, upsets, emotionals, and everything else are founded on this pattern of life. It's only a story. It's only a story. Your language is based on that. Everything you believe is based on that. Everything that has been taught from Aristotle on is based on that. Everything that we believe today and your functioning in terms of good, bad, and indifferent, your struggle in terms of duality is based on oneness that some God something created everything in the universe, and that was good.
And what if we put ourselves in that place?
What do you mean?
Well, doesn't it change the view of it if we put ourselves in that place?
It doesn't change anything so much if that is the underlying pattern of you.
The underlying pattern is that we create our universe.
Then you've got the same problem. The problem, the underlying problem of that is not so much that you create it, but everything that flows from that, and that it's a oneness. If you create the oneness of yourself in the universe, you self-destruct.
Yes.
Well, how many are happy with that? Go out and shoot yourself.
Well,
You don't want to self-destruct. But that's that pattern of life that we've been living, let's assume that that's at least 4500 BC. At least that long. 6500 years. We have been living that pattern. We have patterned mathematics, language, everything we believe, the universe, everything that we see, everything that we perceive, everything that we struggle against, all the problems and difficulties in our life are founded on that pattern. Does that give you any clue as to what you can do about it? Well, I ask you this. If everything and billions of people and the frigging universe and all the wars and everything else is founded on that pattern, and it's been functioning that way for thousands of years, does it give you a sense that somehow you can make up any past you want and live that, and it'll be true, and that's okay? But you've never considered that. You followed that pattern and still consider that in your language, and out of that pattern you try to create something good so that God will give you the right judgment, so that God will give you eternal life, so that you can go on and be peaceful, joyous, and happy. And you've never turned around and said, wait a minute, if and the Big Bang, by the way, is also created, see, Big Bang, oneness, etc., is created on the same pattern. If that's just a made-up story, why the hell can't you make up the damn story that you want and let that be the pattern of your life and live that, and won't that story then conform you as you are today in the way and the manner in which you truly desire to be and live?
Okay.
We've said 6,000 years of proving it can be done. When are you going to do it?
Have you give us a new story?
What?
Have you give us a new story?
Have I what?
What's your new story?
What's what?
Your new story.
Oh, go read book one, chapter one. That's the point. Now listen very carefully. This is very, 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 very important. You can make up any past you want. It's kind of like this. A self-replicating particle replicates particles which replicate the original particle. Wait a minute. That means that you make up past lives that in fact that they then make up you. Isn't that all made up?
Yeah,
but you don't have to have past lives as part of your thing.
That's right, I don't have to. I'm just giving you examples of trying to say there's ways to illustrate that so that maybe you begin to understand, wait a minute, the universe has been waving a flag here all along. Each person go out and make up whatever past you truly desire, and I will guarantee that that past will conform you as you are and fully desire to be today. But we haven't listened. We've always thought, well, that's the way it is. That's the pattern of the universe. I'm screwed. I have to live that. No, you don't. It honestly and openly says, no, you don't. You get to make up whatever you want. And in that, then, you'll be that. But instead of doing that, you've been struggling against the pattern that was all made up by some weirdo. Now, wait. Now, when I say past in this regard, you must make up the past before this lifetime. You see, this worked because nobody could disprove it. Now, I want you to make up the past of yourself before this lifetime any way you want, and you'll be that, and nobody can disapprove it, can disprove it. It'll be a revelation from you. Because if you include in that, like, well, let me make up my past of this lifetime. I was a colonel in the Air Force. Well, not really. I was a first lieutenant. See, if you do it within this lifetime, then everybody can challenge you to prove it. And the minute you have to prove it, you're screwed. So make up the past before this lifetime. You don't have to prove it, and they can't disprove it. But the minute you do, this may sound weird, but damn it, this is a pattern of the universe. That which you substantiate, substantiates you. That which you make up and substantiate, substantiates you. Whatever pattern you want to make up, whatever life you want to make up, whatever past you want to make up, do that as a past prior to this lifetime, and as a pattern, it will explain everything about you in this lifetime. It'll make sense. It's simple. You've been struggling all your frigging life to do the right thing in the moment, in the now, in the present, so you can create the future you want, and you didn't have enough sense to turn around and say, wait a minute, if I create the past I want, the past will push me into the future, and I'll have the past that I want, that I truly desire, and that will give me the present that I truly desire, and that assures me of the future that I truly desire. You got everything going backwards. Now, wasn't that simple?
That's simple, but making up that past isn't simple.
It is simple. The only reason it's not simple is because you are afraid you have to prove it. And that's what you're worried about. That it might not be right?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm telling you that the only simple is because you have been looking forward in the wrong direction.
Well, because I can't think of anything to make up.
That's right. Because we're so conditioned by Connie, you're crazier than hell. No, I'm not. You stop and think about it. At least give yourself some thinks about it. And etc. If you even follow that pattern, here's what will occur. Your dreams will show you the story to make up. Or at least bits and pieces of it to put together. If you are willing to be that diligent about it. If you really understand that the whole concept of the universe, everything about life, was made up. Some weird son of a bitch, and because nobody could disprove it, well, gosh, it must be a revelation of God. Let's carry that on as a tradition. And here we are, 6,000-7,000 years later, still doing the same damn thing and hating every moment of it. Then make up your own past. Well, we'll get back into that, because what we're doing in making up your own... Wait a minute. What you're doing in making up your own past is you're making up your own pattern. Ain't that a bitch? And then begin living your pattern, because what you make up will make everything in your life today and everything in the past 30, 40, 50, 60 years, whatever, 70 or 80 years, whatever it is, will all make sense, and will all make sense in the pattern you make up.
like the Genesis chapter? Should it have a beginning?
Like the what?
Like the Genesis chapter you read? Should it have a beginning and an end?
Why?
I'm asking.
What is the end of the past?
I guess there's not an end, but...
That's right. There is no end of the past because there is, in fact, no now. The now that we talk about is still the past, and there is no future because the future only is the past. So there is no ending. But make up whatever it is that you truly desire. And what you'll find out is that what you make up follows the pattern of yourself that you have been living as an eternal being or as a privileged being, and so then that is the pattern you'll be have been living, and it will express that and make sense to that, and it will then, because you don't create your future, you create more past that pushes you into the future. There has all the thing you've ever done in your life is create more past. Okay, that's...
Yeah.
We'll stop right there for today. Go out there and create a path. You see, if I tell you to create the future you want, you say, what the hell do I do now? I don't know how to do that. So I say, hey, create any past you want. And what do I hear? What do I do now? How the hell do I do that? Well, there is a limit. Okay, go out and create a past, and we'll carry that on in understanding your dreams, because that's that pattern of the past that identifies you.
Is there a good dream question for getting those pieces?
Sure. Give me a good picture of a piece of the past that is truly me.
Piece of the past.
A piece of the past, because you're not going to get the whole damn thing, but you might get a... When you do a past life reading or you do a regression, aren't you doing the same thing? Go out and regress yourself. Go out and do past life reading. Those past life readings that everybody here just about in some way or another has been given a past life reading, then use that as your starting point. But don't judge the past life. Use that as part of the starting point. Okay, well, there it is. Almost time. Good night for now.
Good night.